Silence is also a language. It is unspoken language. It's the language of the soul. Thoughts is actually the activity of mind, activity of intellect. As I could get detached from physical activities, I have choice. If I don't want to use my sense organs, I can. In the same way, I also have choice. To stop the activity of mind and intellect. Lot in the way of thoughts is the conversation, is a dialogue between mind and intellect. Definitely, that activity is connected with sanskars and also with our sense organs. But silence is something which is my nature, and it should be very natural. As a soul, a point of light, incorporeal, starting my journey from my sweet home, incorporeal world. So let's start. From being incorporeal, where I am separate from the matter, body is the part of matter. I just feel the space where I am, that is in the center of forehead. But make myself present. In the incorporeal world, where there is no activity of mind and intellect. One of the important qualities needed is to have one voice or harmony between mind, intellect and sanskars. So then there is no activity. When there is disharmony, there is silence. Just visualize yourself as a soul in sweet home. With Baba, and all other souls in this beautiful golden orange color, very pure light. When I am practically there, there won't be any experience of home. But it is now at conference age. I am able to experience my sweet home. So let me spend time experiencing the presence of Baba in a different way. Very quiet, very still. Very peaceful. Is comfortable, soul is free, soul is resting. Let's experience belonging to this place. The comfort of home. Connection as incorporeal to incorporeal. At confluence age, Baba has created another space for us. In that space, is within this space of light. And that space is subtle, angelic. Where the soul has costume, that costume of light. Communicates but communicates in silence. Just slowly, some moments, some signals, still there is silence. In this incorporeal and angelic stage, even if I connect with matter, still there is silence. Even if some thoughts come, but they are in silence also. Well, some thoughts as activity of mind begins in silence. The quality of thoughts, the frequency of thoughts, and the power within that thought. So stay internally aligned with all three. Incorporeal to angelic, angelic to a karma yogi. Then you again go up, angelic, incorporeal. Then you come down, incorporeal, angelic, incorporeal. Baba, Shri Baba, Brahma Baba, Abhyak Bhavdhana. They have this alignment. So today, during half an hour meditation, everyone should think of what we call as Nirakari, Akari, and Sakari. That is incorporeal, angelic, and then corporeal. to experience your true self and to discover that originally silence is my language. Then I use signals, and if necessary, I create the activity of thoughts. I don't have to keep engaged my mind in thoughts. So for a few moments, stillness, calmness, peace. And from peace to silence. Collectively, creating this energy keeps us very connected with God's heart. God knows my heart, what's within my heart. And my recognition of God is in my heart. I know I belong to Him. So continue this drill in corporeal to angelic to corporeal, and then corporeal to angelic to incorporeal.